From Indianapolis at the NFL Combine, I'm Megan O'Brien, joined by NFL insider Adam Schefter. Thanks so much time, Adam. How's it been going so far?
Great. 25th Combine, I believe. So it's a lot of years, a lot of Combines, and never seems to get old.
This is my first Combine.
Welcome to the Combine.
Thank you so much. Now, there's been a lot of questions surrounding Rob Gronkowski right now. Is he A, going to be back in the NFL? Is he B, going to be playing for the Patriots? What are you hearing about Gronk?
Was it ever a question that he wasn't going to be back next year?
That's what the Twitter machine has been telling us.
Twitter machine tells us a lot of things, right?
that's true.
Of times they don't turn out to be necessarily true. Again, I think he's still in the prime of his career. I think he's got football left, and I think that you'll see him back next year.
Our Patriots fans will be very glad to hear that. Another question surrounding the Patriots. They do have that second-round pick. It's been said that there is a very talented quarterback class, but today we've been hearing a lot about the running backs, and the Patriots have 2 out of 4 running backs as free agents. In your mind, what are you hearing about what the Patriots, do they need to get a quarterback, or is it something they might use with a running back?
I believe they'll be in the quarterback market for this draft. The question is, where are you going to pick one? And again, are they going to gamble and roll the dice on a guy like Lamar Jackson in round one who could be there for them? That would be interesting. Are they going to wait until round two and go get a guy like Luke Falk or Kyle Aletta, somebody like that? That certainly is possible. If you go back and look what Bill Belichick has done, I think he took Jimmy Garoppolo in round two. He took Jacoby Brissett in round three, if I'm not mistaken. And so he has been hesitant in the past to go quarterback high when they've had Tom Brady. Now, maybe this year they'll feel differently. I think what it comes down to is you marry the value of the player to where you're picking in the draft, and if the two match up, you take the guy, whether it's round one, round two, round three, or round seven.
Now, this is a team that's coming off an AFC championship, a Super Bowl appearance, but it seems like there's drama in Foxborough. The mood is down. And for Patriots fans and football fans out there, is this dynasty over, or is it still alive and well?
Well, I think the dynasty is flickering at this point. And what I mean by that is that we know that Tom Brady's not going to play 5 more years. We know that Bill Belichick is not going to coach, I don't think, 5 more years. I think there's a shelf life for each. And so they've been so great for so long. The question is, how much longer are they going to do it? And Tom has played, 18 years? He's not playing 18 more. He's got a few more left, maybe 1, maybe 2, maybe 3. Who knows? Bill Belichick's going to coach maybe 1, maybe 2, maybe 3, maybe 5. We don't know. But again, they're much closer to the end than they are the beginning. So if they're close to the end, then you're losing the best coach of all time and the best quarterback of all time, then the dynasty is also flickering away there.
Well, maybe if you and I start eating avocado ice cream, we'll be here for 25 more combines. What do you say?
I've been eating it for the last 24 combines.
Look at that, and you're still here. Well, thank you so much for joining
me.
Megan, we really appreciate your insight.
You.